For a long time, it's been known that you can cure patients with metastatic colorectal cancer, but that this required surgery. However, this knowledge didn't gain real traction until the past several years. What had been known for many years is that if a patient had one, two, three, maybe more metastases confined to a single organ like the liver or lung, that you could cure, say, 20% of those patients with surgical resection. And there were predictors of who was most likely to be cured, such as how long their disease-free interval was, or how many metastases there were and how bulky they were and what the patient's overall status was or what the CEA test was. But the thing that's changed recently is that there's been a recognition that many more people today are eligible for this type of surgical approach than previously. And the reason for that is that we have much more active systemic therapies that can render people who otherwise might not have been resectable with curative intent to be now resectable with curative intent. And there are increasing outcome data showing that there's a sizable minority of patients with metastatic colon cancer who are living a lot longer, many cured, that otherwise might not have been. Now, the other feature here that has allowed this to gain traction is the decreasing morbidity and greater skill of surgeons in doing these resections. And the recognition that even in the case where complete surgical resection may not be as likely going in, the potential for debulking with acceptable morbidity is being increasingly recognized as a reasonable approach in specific settings, such that we're starting to look at the concept of chemotherapy debulking and surgical debulking, if you will, in the same discussion.
When you talk about surgical debulking, are you talking about actually doing surgery that's non-curative or that leaves tumor there?
We don't typically recommend a surgical exploration, if you will, when upfront we know that this would merely, and I put this in quotation marks because we really don't know the true role of surgical debulking in colon cancer, but we don't typically recommend surgery for patients in whom we don't have a reasonable expectation that they can be rendered disease-free, at least grossly disease-free. However, we are being more aggressive in proposing surgery to patients who are rather unlikely to be cured by that approach. For example, the patient who has had resection of a liver met 2 years earlier and presents with three or four new liver metastases, or the patient who's had a pulmonary metastasis resected and now presents with a liver metastasis, or the patient who had 11 liver metastases and with chemotherapy now has only one identifiable liver metastasis. All of those people are individuals for whom surgical resection is really unlikely to result in a cure. However, the palliation and the improvement in survival or the opportunity to be treatment-free for a prolonged period with surgical intervention in those settings may be preferable to continued chemotherapy.